This region gets 4 seats. There are some regions that get 3. Some regions get 2 seats. So I think we can consider ourselves very fortunate. We send 4 teams to the state every year. And do you want to be the number 4 seed? Well, I guess if you're going to win the state tournament, you got to beat them all anyway, right?
As a former 2-time defending 4 seed out of Region 15C in my youth, yeah. I mean, 4, 1, 5, whatever.
Yeah.
If we get to play, you're going to get us in that bracket. That's where your chance is.
But it's still pretty cool that if you can be the number 1.
Yeah, get that buy into the second round.
Absolutely.
So it's a nice advantage to have. It's Spring Hill and St. Martin, the second time we've seen this game in the tournament. And we'll have starting lineups for you with Randy coming up in a moment. This game brought to you by our Region 15C Sports Boosters, Trappers Pub and Grub, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply and Sock Center, Ecker Feed Service in New Munich, John Dold, Century 21 First Realty, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots, Westside Liquor in Wade Park, El Rosa Lumber Company, Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Green and Feed, Pep's Pork, BNS Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet, Promotional Resources Incorporated, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, bringing you your Region 15C baseball action. Don't forget to stay tuned in the postgame show. Randy has given away you've given away 11 hats thus far. You'd have given away 13 hats thus far, and you got 3 more to go, Randall.
I got 3 more to go. You bet. We'll be posting Nathan Terrace's picture to Twitter here shortly, and you'll see Nathan. It's all about family.
I was going to say, not to pump his tires by any means, Randall, but for those who follow Randy on Twitter, I'd say Nathan holds the throne as the best picture thus far for the Chasm Coveted Cap.
He's got all the kids with him.
All the kiddos. We're going to take a 1-minute timeout. Randy will be back with those starting lineups coming up on the way right here on KASM. Back in a minute.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that mom and grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or ticket-to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked a Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546. Taking fire safety precautions today can help keep your tomorrow secure. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, encourage you to talk fire safety, test your smoke alarms, and make an escape plan with your family during Fire Prevention Week. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Contact an agent today. With us, you can trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And welcome back. Let's give you those starting lineups for this playoff, or actually seeding game here for Region 15C for the visitors on the scoreboard, Spring Hill. Eric Terrix leads it off at second. Austin Schoenberg will bat second in right field. Jamie Terrace bats third at short. Anthony Reverman will bat fourth. He's pitching. Owen Meyer bats fifth in center field. Ben Willey will bat sixth at third base. Brent Terrace bats seventh in left field. Luke Damer will bat eighth on the mound. And Nathan Terrace will bat ninth. He's doing the catching. Eric Terrace, Austin Schoenberg, Jamie Terrace, Anthony Reverman, Owen Meyer, and Ben Welly, Brent Terrace, Luke Damer, and Nathan Terrace. For the St. Martin Martins, Kyle Leeser leads it off at short. Zach Moritz bats second, doing the catching. Brian Schlungen will bat third. He's in center field. Tanner Arsenal bats fourth at second base. Brady Goebel will bat fifth at first base. Avery Schmitz bats fifth, the DH. Ryan Messer will bat sixth at third base. Cole bats seventh. He is in batting eighth is Derek Cole. He's in left field. Matthew Schlungen will bat ninth. He is in right field. And Ben Schrader will be on the mound today. He's being DH for. We're ready to go here. Schrader's got the ball. And with that play-by-play, it's Kirby Hamish.
Thanks, Runtz. Schrader's first offering to Eric Terrace. That pitch missing low for a ball. Terrace, Schoenberg, Terrace to get things going for the Chargers. These teams had a fantastic game the first time around that a week ago today, that noon game, starting our region action, that walk-off victory, the Tanner Arsenal walk-off win for St. Martin. Two wide ones from Schrader to Terrace. And Schrader right back, his 2-0 pitch, that is down now, ball three, three wide ones to Eric Terrace to get things going. 3-0 the count to the Spring Hill leadoff man. And Schrader's 3-0, that is on the corner for a strike to move our count to 3-1. St. Martin with a big victory over the Cold Spring Rockies, 9-1 at noon this morning, and then victory for Spring Hill over, as that victory over New Munich, as that pitch, 3-1 pitch, smoked into left field by Eric Terrace. Terrace with a sharp knock as he's aboard to get things cooking for the Chargers here in the first. So a man on. That'll bring Austin Schoenberg to the plate.
Right fielder, number five, Austin Schoenberg.
Austin played left in game one. He's moved to right here for game two. Gordon Barton with a little bit of a different lineup, as that's the opposite of Carl Leeser. Carl going with pretty much his same lineup as Terrace aboard. Schrader from the set. He's quick to home. That pitch in there for a strike to Austin Schoenberg. One strike the count. Eric Terrace talking with Brady Goble over at first base. As Schrader set. One strike offering. Drag bunt attempt. It will be fielded by Schrader. Ben will throw to first in time to retire Austin Schoenberg. Sacrifice in order as 3-1 the put out of Austin Schoenberg for out number one. So one down. Moving into scoring position is Eric Terrace. That'll bring Jamie Terrace to the plate. Jamie Terrace into the batter's box. As Jamie looking to knock in our game's first run as Eric Terrace moves into second base, first pitch. Swinging, this pitch is hit on the ground, fielded by Brady Goble at first base. Terrace will advance to third as his middle brother Jamie is retired, 3 unassisted for out number two. And it'll be up to Anthony Reverman, Randy, and he has a chance to help his cause here in the first.
Yeah, Reverman. In the lineup here, Kirby, he finished last game on the mound, and so Gordy Barton just decides to keep him in pitching.
What did he throw, the last inning? Inning and a third. He came in on relief of
Peyton.
Peyton Van Beck in the eighth inning. Be interesting to see how Anthony handles that, Randy. We had the Randley last week. Logan Elshire had that long pause and swing and a miss right there from Riverman in a hole at 0-2 with a runner at third base, but how you bounce back after that long break, if you can be able to kind of keep your craft in order, or if you have to go rewarm up, or what's the
scoop? It's warm outside. I mean, we had 87 degrees here this afternoon, so.
0-2 pitch, cut on and missed as Reverman's out on strikes. Schrader gives up that leadoff single. Terrace gets all the way to third, but that's as far as he gets. That does it for Spring Hill in the first. No runs, one hit. There were no Martinairs. One runner left on third. Half an inning, Spring Hill 0. St. Martin coming to bat. You're listening to Region 15C Baseball Action. Bottom of the first coming up in 1 minute on KASM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber Melrose and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Hot summer day here at the Cold Spring Baseball Park. As to the bottom of the first we go in our seeding game, it is St. Martin and Spring Hill. It'll be Kyle Leeser, Zach Moritz, Brian Schlungen due up for the Martins, looking to get something going against Anthony Reverman and Randy. Anthony's the guy who kind of quieted those Martin bats last Saturday. They did get the victory, but quieted them enough to have a, it was, 2-1 game.
Yeah, 2-1 game. I mean, it was a pitcher's duel. You look at Scott Leeser throwing against Anthony Reverman. I mean, Anthony Reverman's the real thing. He can throw very good for you.
Leeser, first pitch swinging, lifts this to left. Harris drifting back. Brent on one pitch has plenty of room. He makes that catch and retires Kyle Leeser for out number one.
This tournament, Kirby, has seen just two home runs. Two home runs hit last weekend. And with the wind the way it is today, I think both teams will struggle getting it out of here.
I think it's going to stay at that number. As Reverman's first offering to Zach Moritz is in there for a strike. These Chargers are the ones who told us last Friday during the Richmond Cold Spring game that they put the over-under at four. We're at two right now, and I'd say that underbet is safe at least through today. As
that's
the...
right. That did come from the Chargers, mm-hmm. didn't it?
Yeah, from the Spring Hill dugout. Oh, and to the count as Moritz swings through the Reverman offering. Ben Welly over at third base for Spring Hill. Shortstop Jamie Terrace, second base Eric Terrace, at first base Luke Damer. As this pitch hit on the bone. Whoa, barehanded, knocks it up in the air, catches it, and now a high throw. And on the bag at first is Luke
Damer. I think he got him on the helmet. I think he tagged him on the helmet, Kirby.
Looking for a little bit of everything there as it hits the bare hand of Anthony Reverman, shoots straight up into the air, comes down, he rushes his throw.
He bare hands it when it came down.
Bare hand, throws it to Luke Damer, who tags out Zach Moritz on a 1-1-3 put out for out number two.
Again, like we said earlier when Scott Leeser tried to kick a ball, it's such a reactionary position. You just try to stop it, right?
And to think that it didn't hit a finger, it didn't, and your palm's fine as Schlungen hits it on the ground to third. Welly catches a tough medium hop throw across the diamond in time, 5-3 to retire Brian Schlungen. Martins go in order in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Chargers flashing a little leather in the first. On to the second in 1 minute right here on your home for Region 15C, KASM.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Indick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked at the pub. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
So the second we go, it'll be Owen Meyer, Ben Welly, Brent Terrace due up as they get their first look at Ben Schrader, the hurler for the St. Martin Martins. As I know that Regal Painesville game started, what, hour-ish ago? Randy, you have any?
I'm getting inning-by-inning updates here.
Oh, boy. Well, so, quit hogging over there. What do you got?
All right. Let's go to my little
well, now I put him on
Twitter
the spot.
Wire. Yeah. Now I got to come up with this.
Okay.
For you quickly.
Well,
hold
he'll
on.
Get there. Our listeners will remain on the
pins and
the needles.
I got to go through a broke screen and everything. That's the deal.
You know they make new phones.
Oh, do they?
They do. Yeah. First offering from Schrader. Ball hit foul up the third base line by Owen Meyer.
Okay. Was Painesville leading Regal 2-0? 2-0. In the second. That is Let me check and see if I got any update. Not an update yet.
As the one-strike pitch from Schrader swung on and missed by Meyer. So what was the Fuchs who played third base for Regal? Steve or Ron?
Ronnie.
Ron. And his sons are the kids who play for Painesville
Grant
now?
Grant and Grady and...
Grayson or something? Grayson. Swing and a miss right there. Is out on strikes on three pitches. Meyer goes down looking. The ball got past Zach Moritz. He picks it up, fires it over to Brady Goble for out number one. So you got Ron. It was Ron, you said?
Ronnie Fuchs.
Sorry, you'll have to excuse me. It's been a long day. But you got Ronnie Fuchs, who's Regal guy. Kids play for Painesville. Mike Tang and Regal guy. Kids play for Painesville.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting little day at the park for those guys, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A little deja vu. Yeah.
So Ben Whaley into the batter's box as the first offering from Schrader. Off-speed pitch, just a little late breaker right there. Pitch missing inside. Steve Hennen on the pads for the base umpire. Jim Thielen, you think he's ever seen a game at this park, Randy?
He's probably even pitched at this park.
He's behind the plate as this pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Evens it up at 1-1.
Jim pitched for the Cold Spring Springers back in the 70s.
Head baseball coach or assistant baseball coach for Corey for a time. 1-1 the count. Schrader right back. 1-1 offering. Off-speed pitch waved at right there by Ben Whaley. Moving our count to 1-2. 1-2 the count. I always get a kick out of like a Painesville Regal driving to Marshall to play. As the 1-2 pitch on the hands, it will be an easy candy hop to Leeser at short. Throw across the diamond in time 6-3 to retire Ben Whaley for out number two. I remember when Cold Spring, the Springers played Boudreaux in the 2014 State Amateur Baseball Championship down in Belle Plaine, Randy, where it's like, really? Couldn't they just go play at the MAC or something? They had to drive all the way down there. And you get Regal and Painesville driving to Marshall where they could have just played in Roscoe or something like that.
Crazy stuff. Foley is taking on St. Stephen right now, I believe. No, actually, it's Buckman and Foley. Buckman and Foley, state qualifier game. Foley leading 3-1.
Schrader dots a corner for strike one on Brent Terrace. Two away here in a scoreless top of the second inning. Appreciate you sticking with Randy and I as Terrace hits it on the ground to third, and it's under the glove of third baseman Ryan Messer. Tough play for Ryan. Randy, be the official scorer for me and tell me what that was.
Ryan did a little ole with it, and we're going to give him an error on the play.
If you use the word ole, that means E5. That's Roger Dorn taught us that. So error on the third baseman. It'll be Luke Damer into the batter's box now for Spring Hill. First offering swung on and missed right there from Damer.
And who is Roger Dorn?
You don't know who Roger Dorn is?
Kirby, I don't.
Randy.
I'm sorry.
You ever seen the motion picture Major League?
Yeah.
It's this little film that came out in the late 80s about a baseball team, a little team that could.
Okay.
He was the third baseman. And during infield practice, there was a ball hit to him. And I won't say it. Again, I'll be breaking FCC violations if I say the actual quote. I'll go with the TBS version. Come on, Dorn. Don't give me that ole blank blank. So,
okay.
So there you go, Randy. Randy learned something today.
I did. Now, whether I'll retain it or not, that's
probably
the question.
Not, yeah. 2-1 pitch is lifted to right center field. Schlungen a long run, but it'll hang up for the right fielder coming over. Matthew Schlungen makes the catch in right to retire Luke Damer for out number three. That does it for the Chargers in the second. No runs on no hits. There was one St. Martin error, one runner left on base, 1.5, zeros the score. On to the bottom of the second inning, coming up in 1 minute, right here on KASM.
On your Sunday drive or your quick trip to town, you may have noticed a new color of TMR mixer in the lot at Dairyland Supply and Sock Center. Well, that yellow one is the Vermeer brand. Vermeer had purchased Schuler Manufacturing almost 2 years ago, and they have just recently made the transition of color to yellow. Vermeer offers the same high-quality equipment and will still be manufactured in Iowa. Stop in or give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455 for more information.
If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Be sure to come by for Corky's weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has pull tabs and e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Don't remember names.
We welcome you back to Cold Spring Baseball Park as it'll be Tanner Arsenal, Brady Goble, Avery Schmitz due up for the Martins. The Runts is catching some flack for his lack of knowledge in movies, apparently.
I'm not a movie buff, really. I'm not. But I did go to all those baseball movies. Whenever a baseball movie came out, I went to it. But when it comes to names, doggone
it. Movie quotes and stuff.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
You are out of your league.
I would not win Jeopardy. Let's put it that way.
Nice.
No. Even if it would say baseball movies for $1,000. No. Don't try to get me to do a name.
You're embarrassing yourself, Randy.
what commodity for $1,000? What commodity was in Field of Dreams in left field? Corn.
Okay. Yeah. Boy, tough one. Tough one right there. As a one strike pitch to Tanner Arsenal, that pitch missing down and away. Now 1-1. It's funny, you brought up Field of Dreams yesterday on the radio. You said that you and your wife went to that movie.
We did. That's while we were dating in our fourth year of dating when the wife gave me the ultimatum. Maybe time for a wedding.
It's the day after your birthday and you're putting her on blast on the radio.
Yeah.
I like it. But you made it.
I got to test and see if she's listening.
You made the right choice,
yeah,
Randy.
Exactly. 30 years later.
1-1 pitch is knocked into center field by Tanner Arsenal. As Arsenal gets a leadoff single here for St. Martin in the second, that'll bring Brady Goble to the plate. Arsenal hitting against Reverman, Randy. I can't not think of his walk-off hit last Saturday. He's aboard at first as the first offering from Reverman missing inside to Goble. No indication of a bunt right there from field manager Carl Leeser over in the third base coaching area. It'll be Goble, then Avery Schmitz due up for the Martins here in the second. They just got their first hit as the 1-0 pitch that's hit on the ground towards short. High hop, and it's into center field. Ball was scolded by Brady Goble, and it skips past Jamie Terrace, an error on the shortstop, and the Martins are cooking here in the second.
Yeah, that ball was ripped. All right, P-P-E-D, Kerb.
Got it hard. You can't. You don't know movie quotes, but you can spell, apparently. As first and second, nobody out, and Avery Schmitz to the plate. Yeah, Schmitz into the batter's box with runners at first and second. Randy will watch that top hand of Avery to see if he's been asked to bunt.
God, he's a good bunter.
Reverman in some hot water. Schmitz will hit a little cue shot. Reverman goes to second for one. Terrace is relayed to first in time. No bunt, and now they're thinking they should have. As a 1-6-3 double play, beautiful turn right there. Reverman to Jamie Terrace, back to Damer.
Wow. I mean, Reverman got that that one hopper back to the mound, Kirby, and he just threw it second. It's like, I'm going to throw it over the bag, Jamie. You better be there, or somebody better be there.
He was.
Oh,
he was there.
Smooth.
Ryan Messer to the plate as Reverman will work from the full windup now as two are away. Ending up at third base is Tanner Arsenal as the first pitch missing up and in to Ryan Messer. For ball one. 1-0 the count as Reverman's 1-0 offering that is missing low for a ball. Now 2-0. He ran a count. He missed. I'm confusing my pitchers here. Reverman has not had a two-ball count. They look at my scorebook. 2-0 offering that is hit on the ground. Diving attempt by Welly. He knocks it down, but that's the best he can do with it. As aboard at first is Messer on the RBI single right there. Arsenal comes across to score our game's first run. 1-0 St. Martin.
Welly playing a little deep at third the way it was, and that was hit right down the line. Like Kirby said, he dove. I don't know if he even if he comes up with it, Kirby, does he get him out? That is a long throw.
And you have no momentum there, so you're throwing it basically flat-footed all the way across the diamond. That's a toughie right there. That'll bring Derek Cole to the plate as the Martins have notched the scoreboard.
They put a hit up on the board for Messer.
That was a hit. I mean, those are pretty tough.
You bet.
Art Schlungen wouldn't even give that an air, would he?
No.
May he rest in peace, as it is one strike the count. The one strike pitch that's popped up right side. Damer will be called off by Eric Terrace, who makes the catch on the run to retire Cole and the Martins here in the second, but they notched the scoreboard, scoring one run on one hit. There was one Spring Hill error and one runner left on base. We have played 2-1-0 our score here on your Saturday afternoon, turning into your Saturday evening, on to the third inning, coming up in a minute on KASM.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Hillland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Gilliland makes the difference.
We welcome you back to the
Jack, love this.
The Jack Bell Press Box. Randy Rothstein, he can do play-by-play, he can play the air drums. And
it's just a symphonic orchestra there, Kirby.
The
Gosh.
Electric Light
wow.
Orchestra.
Is that what it is?
Okay. On the call for the third.
Charlie Sheen and Wild Thing, I remember him.
Hey. He's got it. Randy's on the call. He's got you for the middle five.
Thank you, Kirby. You bet. To the top of the third inning and it is the coveted Chasm Hat player of the game from our previous game, the Chargers 7-1 win. Nathan Terrace at the plate. First pitch, a strike call to Mr. Terrace, and the pitch inside says home plate umpire Thielen, and the count 1-1. Kirby, did you refer to Nathan as like the Ricky Henderson look, the dirty look, as Nathan bloops this one to Kyle Leeser at short, makes the catch for the out?
My quote was, I read something one time that Ricky Henderson said, if his jersey wasn't dirty, he feels like he wasn't active or he didn't have a good game that day at the ballpark. So I looked down and a guy who's, you know, I think I called him Pigpen, to be honest
you
with you, that Nathan just, he's a dirty, grimy, you know,
yep.
Gritty player. And that's kind of where that all yeah. came together.
And Nathan does listen to your rebroadcast, so he will pick that up.
All right. Well, at the top of the third inning, wherever this finds you come Monday, Nathan, there you go. There's my comment on your uniform.
All right. Eric tears at the plate as Eric takes the first pitch for a ball. There's a strike call, I believe, and it's 1-1.
We got some listeners in the Lux area, huh?
Oh, yeah. Brian Ice Eiten. Of course, he was listening with his godson, JT Harn, today. Here's a ground ball to Leeser at short. Kyle picks up that two-hopper, gets a good grip on the baseball, and then whips it across the diamond. Kyle, earlier today,
our Chasm
coveted hat player of the game.
So the number seven's got him through the first two games.
Wow, we didn't even plan that, did we?
No, we did not.
No.
So JT, a Luxembourg Brewer, his godfather, Ice, a Luxembourg Brewer.
Right.
That's cool.
That is cool.
I know, like DJ Schleicher for the Royals, his godfather, Corky Adams.
Yep.
There's another connection for you. Those are nice family ties, I guess you could say.
You bet. At the plate, Austin Schoenberg, and Austin drives this to straightaway center field there and making a catch, Brian Schlungen, and a 1-2-3. Third inning for the Spring Hill Chargers. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. 2.5, St. Martin 1, Spring Hill nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. Bottom of the third inning. And It is the St. Martin Martins sending Matthew Schlungen to the plate. Matthew, top of the order, Kyle Leeser, and Zach Moritz. All right, Matthew at the plate, and the first pitch from Anthony Reberman, a ball outside, and 1-0.
9-1-2 for San Martín here in the third, trying to tack on, Randy.
1-0, the Martins lead. And the pitch to Matthew inside a ball, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Tell you what, we've been treated good here in Cold Spring, Kirby. The Jack Bell press box.
Cushioned, seated, cushioned, carpeted, seated. Floored.
What a place to watch a game
from. Air-conditioned. Yep. Not a bad day at the office. They're good to us here in Cold Spring, Randy.
There's a strike call to Matthew Schlungen, and the count at 3-1. I mentioned as a kid coming here and listening to Jack broadcast, and I probably said this last week too, but as Schlungen pops this one up foul, giving chase Damer, giving chase Nathan Terrace, and Terrace right by the fence. It goes off his glove and falls to the ground. But I would always wonder, and this was even before I started at the radio station and probably before I was even out of high school, where's that voice coming from? Who is that? It sounds so like...
Velvet.
Velvet, yeah.
Just the velvet tones of Jack Bell. And for Ricori, he had it, man. He was very good.
Schlungen takes inside for a ball, and he's going to walk leading off the third for the Martins. Setting the table for the top.
Makes that drop pop up in foul territory kind of glare a little bit, Randy.
Yes, it does.
He's aboard at first. Top of the order now.
Kyle Leeser, fly ball to left field and his first at bat. He's 0-for-1 this afternoon. Rosary will come up following our game tonight. So if you are tuning in to Chasm right around 6 o'clock, join us for that rosary following our broadcast this evening.
We are in the third. So you got some errands to run or something. You'll catch that after the ball game.
Anthony Reberman works from the stretch, and Leeser shows a little bunt, pulls back. Nathan Terrace asking where that one was, and home plate umpire Thielen says outside for a ball.
He popped up as if, because Leeser was trying to bunt, so he was trying to cover some ground. Terrace was, and he popped up. And I think, Randy, as you had mentioned earlier, can't call it a strike if you didn't see it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's such instinct for the catcher to get up in that situation, but you're blocking the umpires a lot of times. There's a strike called in 1-1. Matthew Schlungen at first with nobody out here in the third. St. Martin leading 1-0. This is a seeding game. The loser of this ball game is the number four seed out of Region 15C. Strike called, and the count 1-2.
Leeser indicating bunt on the first and second pitch, taking there on and hand staying on the handle of the bat. So now the bunt's off, obviously, with two strikes.
One ball, two strikes. Another pretty nice lead by Matthew Schlungen. Leeser will take low, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Saturday afternoon, lots of region baseball going on across the state. As we keep getting scores from my sources across the state, we'll pass them on to you. 2-2. Leeser ground ball to short. Jamie Terrace to second for one. The relay to first in time. 6-4-3 double play of Kyle.
Nice turn right there. Terrace family up the middle over to Damer at first. And Taylor made to order right there. It goes right to the shortstop. Jamie, who's got that quick flip to his baby bro. And Eric comes across the diamond for the double play, twin billing.
Here comes Zach Moritz to the plate. Zach, what would you say got robbed by Anthony Reberman back in the first inning?
I don't know how you'd quantify that play. As he hits it up to himself, bats it to himself, bare hands it, and after batting it with his bare hand, picks it up, throws it. Damer tags him on the helmet at first.
Yeah, and this was not a cream puff little one-hopper back to Reberman.
No.
This was a shot.
Had some stank on it, absolutely. So, yeah, he's sitting in the batter's
Moritz
box.
Moritz has hit the ball hard today.
He has.
In the games that... that we've seen him in this tournament. Zach's had a good tournament.
He has had a good tournament as he is three hits coming into today. I believe he had a hit in the Rockies game earlier today. As we go 2-1, the count now right as he fouls that one towards the Charger dugout.
Zach Moritz.
think Spring Hill draws any Charger fire with the maroon setting here, being they are maroon.
Wow. Wow.
Am I reaching?
You're reaching, Kerb.
All right.
You're reaching.
I'll stay in my lane. That'll be it for me, folks.
Kirby, why don't you catch that bee?
Where is that thing?
He's a buzzing above me.
Okay.
Moritz will fall in the batter's box and the count at 2-2 yet. It's that time of year. Gosh, I remember all the state tournaments we go to too, Kirby. This time of year, the bees just swirling around the garbage cans and the pop and beer cans that are sitting around.
You should see my brother announcing a game with a bee flying around him. I might as well.
Is he paranoid?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Moritz, ground ball past Welly at third and into left field.
Solid knock right there for Moritz as he it was to the left of Ben Welly at third, and he just snuck it underneath there for the Martins. That is their second hit.
We had built Zach up so much, he felt obligated to get a hit there, Kirby. You know that.
That's the way she goes.
Yep.
Great responsibility. With great power comes great responsibility.
And I'm being Brian Schlungen to the plate. Yeah, you catch him the first game, and then you put him in center field and say, roam the pasture.
Brian is out in center today.
He'll go wherever you want him to go. He's that kind of ball player, too.
In the lineup, please.
Yep, yep. 1-0 the count as the pitch from Riverman outside. Two outs, one on. Just joining us, 1-0 St. Martin leads in this seeding game over Spring Hill. Quick throw by Riverman to first. And back with that slide, Zach Moritz.
He's got good speed. He got courtesy run for all the time in high school for Albany, but guy can run. Yep, there
going
he goes.
Going is Moritz, and hit and run was on, and Brian Schlungen will fall it off his foot. And the count at 1-2, or 1-1. Now, Brian is hobbling. Now, we were saying earlier that he sucked it up, but that must really hurt. You know, it's kind of interesting. I was talking to Charlie Hennen from St. Martin after last night's game.
Oh, boy.
And Charlie was telling me, and I forget the team that the player was from, but he said the kid was using the glove that Zach Moritz has on his hand.
The oven mitt.
The oven mitt. And he took off as he was picked off at first, took off for second, and slid at second, and slid with the wrong hand.
And broke his finger.
And broke the fingers on the other hand.
Come on.
Because he tried to get around the tag. Going as Moritz again. Terrace's throw. It comes up a little short. Goes into center field. Here goes Zach for third. And he'll use his speed, and he'll go in standing up. Standing up. So that'll be a stolen base and a throwing error by Nathan Terrace, allowing Zach Moritz to go to third.
Yeah, the throw is well up the line and hits Moritz and deflects into center field. Moritz quickly pops up, makes his way to third base. And, I mean, if that's not – I don't think I've heard anything that ironic since Alanis Morissette in the 90s, Randy. If you broke your hand because you slid with the wrong hand and you had the oven mitt on the other one?
The oven mitt
on. You've got to be kidding me. You're like moving your car across the street and then getting into the accident on the other side of the
That's
street.
That's right. That's right. But I got to get the full story again from Charlie Hannon, but he was telling me last night, and just a funny story, but not for the kid.
Not for that finger.
No. 3-1 the count to Brian Schlungen, and inside ball four, he will walk, putting runners at first and third for the Martins with two outs. So after that double play, the Moritz hit to now walk, and Tanner Arsenault has a chance to do some damage.
Yeah, you get the stolen base and the advancement to third on the air, and now you got first and third, good speed on the pads with your catchers, and Tanner Arsenault, who's got the game's lone run, into the batter's box. Riverman trying to keep it right here.
Tanner, a base hit in the second. He came across to score, and he drives this to straightaway center field. About lots of room there for Mr. Owen Meyer in center. He'll make the catch for the out. That'll do it for the Martins in the third. Nothing across, no runs, a hit, no errors, and two left on. We will play more here at Cold Spring Baseball Park when we come back in a minute. 1-0 Martins.
Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. We'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Nancy Mathiasen, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Ben Schrader on for the Martins here as we go to the top of the fourth inning, a 1-0 St. Martin lead.
Nice crowd again today, Randy. What was the numbers for last Saturday?
Right here.
8-7 is 822. And then so there was three games last Sunday at 694.
You got it.
Granted, we've only seen four teams here today. So I'm just thinking out loud for my candy bar bet coming up after the, I don't know, sixth inning or so.
And that's right.
Agent Commissioner Randy Schoenberg.
We should probably get this all ready. Should I write down your total, by the way, or not?
Absolutely not. That would, okay. What fun would that be?
Piece of paper getting smaller, Kirby.
Notice that. Yeah. Conservation. Managing resources. I like your style.
All right. Top of the fourth inning. It'll be shortstop Jamie Terrace for the Spring Hill Chargers facing Ben Schrader. Schrader's given up the one hit so far. That was to leadoff man Eric Terrace starting the ballgame tonight. And the pitch, a strike call to Jamie 0-1. Jamie Terrace, Anthony Reverman, Owen Meyer, scheduled hitters here in inning number four. One run, three hits, and an error for St. Martin. No runs, a hit, two errors for Spring Hill. Count, one ball and one strike to Jamie.
Vikes locks 33-6 today to the Broncos, Randy.
As Terrace drives this to left center field, this is a long run for Brian Schlung, and he's not going to get to it. It's going to drop in front of him, and the Chargers get their second hit.
It's a solid piece of hitting right there, and it's a big ballpark, and sometimes it can play some tricks on you as an outfielder, as he's playing a little deeper with Schlung in center, but Jamie just muscling that one into short left center as he's aboard as the tying run.
Pitcher Anthony Reverman steps up to the plate. Anthony struck out in his first at bat against Ben Schrader.
Keep an eye on the top hand.
And Reverman drills this past third baseman Messer into left field. And back-to-back singles to start the fourth for the Chargers.
I was thinking bunt, but Anthony says forget that. Now. Now it's bunt time, yeah.
Now it's bunt time. And Owen Meyer.
What stinks is you're giving up an out. I mean, I don't need to get into a hashtag never bunt, you know, debate or anything, but you give up an out here, then you're at the bottom of the order, and that's where that's where guys like Schrader and Scott Leiser, we've seen throughout the weekends, that's where they get nasty.
They do. They eat up that bottom of the order. Meyer shows bunt, and kind of a weak effort there by Owen as he didn't square off at all, just kind of stuck the bat half throttle out, and see if Gordy puts it on again.
Is he trying to pull back and just kind of
fell? Or they called it a strike, though.
No, I know, but he absolutely offered, but it seemed like he didn't want to.
Exactly, that he maybe thought it was a ball. Ben Schrader comes home. Meyer swings away, and a strike on the outside corner, and now Owen in the hole, 0-2.
Got to find another way to get him over right now. That's what I'm talking about. These guys just get so good when the water gets hot That is just all over the corner right there.
Runners at first and second. Curveball popped up. Foul ground. Chasing it is Goble at first. And he's going to run out of room. Bounces behind the sports deck yet. Right where they have some seating here at Cold Spring Baseball Park and near the ticket booth.
Still 0-2. Meyer struck out his first and only at-bat in the second.
Jamie Terrace at second over at first. It's pitcher Anthony Reverman. Ben Schrader has the sign from Zach Moritz. And the right-hander's pitch outside a ball and 1-2. That's a good waste by Ben, you know.
Sometimes those hitters get into that swing mode where
I gotta protect everything.
You just test that a little bit. Yeah. Are you really gonna swing if I throw this down and away? And he didn't. So
now he knows. One ball, two strikes. Schrader, curveball, line to left center. This is going to drop in for a hit. That's going to score Jamie Terrace, I would think. Gordy's sending him home. Relay from Kyle to the plate. Not in time. Oh, now Anthony Reverman gets caught off, and Tanner Arsenault has to save that ball from going into center field on Nathan's throw, or actually make it Zach Moritz's throw.
Nice knock right there. He didn't get the bunt down, but he makes it happen another way. It was what we talked about, that tying single right there for Owen Meyer. He picks up the RBI on that single, and they still got first and second with nobody out.
Again, how karma works, missing the bunt on that first pitch, then swinging at the second pitch, and it's like, okay, here we are. 1-1 game in the fourth. And at the plate, Ben Welly. Pitch to Ben, a strike call to 1-1, and still runners at first and second, nobody out.
Twins down at Target Field tonight, Randy, taking on the Rays. I mentioned it last night. They got that 30-year reunion of the 91 Twins.
Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he'll follow this one to the press box area here, and the count at 0-2 now to Ben.
Did he square?
No.
Huh.
He swung.
Interesting.
Brent Terrace on deck. 0-2 the count to Ben Welly. Sartell Muskies leading 2-1 over St. Joe. That is in the bottom of the seventh inning. That's to go to state. Welly a fly ball to right field. There to make the catch is a right fielder Matthew Schlungen, and no tag by Anthony Reverman. Good strong throw by Schlungen. Two outs, or make it one out.
First out, yeah, a great throw right there by Matthew is a bluff tag from second by Reverman, and a good idea on the bluff because if he goes to third there, Randy, he's toast.
Yep. Foley leading Buckman in their ball game 4-2. That's top of the eighth. Interesting outcome there. Buckman, just a stud team through the season. Avon Sobieski in.
Wasn't there another one in?
Yep. And let's see who else was in earlier.
St. Stephen.
Yeah. Here's a ground ball to Arsenault. Flips to Kyle Leeser at second for one. The relay to Brady Gobel for the 4-6-3 double play. And that'll end the Chargers' fourth inning. But they get the evener. Yeah, they get the equalizer. One run, three hits, no errors. One left on. We have played 3.5. It's Spring Hill 1, St. Martin 1. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Stop by Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring on your way home from the ballgame this weekend. Shady's has a fantastic menu to bed down your hunger and a full bar to quench your thirst. Be sure to like Shady's Long Shots on Facebook to stay in the know on their Music by the Lake concert series. Live music on the patio this Saturday and Sunday for your entertainment. Come by land or pull up your vessel by sea and tie up to one of Shady's spacious docking slips. Best of luck to the Richmond Royals and the Cold Spring Rockies from everyone at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Planning your next big project? Contact Liberty Electric for all of your electric needs. We're a full-service 24-hour electrical contractor licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. If you need commercial, residential, agricultural, restoration, maintenance, or emergency services, contact Liberty Electric at 320-548-3775. You can see some of our outstanding work we've done online at libertyelectricco.com. Best of luck to all the teams from Liberty Electric in Farming.